Sheriff, slain deputy shot within the first 15 seconds on scene. New details emerged this week in the case of slain Riverside County Sheriff's Deputy Darnell Calhoun, one of two local sheriff's deputies killed in shootings just 2 weeks apart. Sheriff Chad Bianco said Calhoun, 30, was shot almost immediately upon his arrival at the scene on January 13 in the unincorporated Lakeland Village neighborhood, which borders the city of Lake Elsinore, about 55 miles southeast of Los Angeles. He got shot within the first 15 seconds, Bianco told the Epoch Times. The suspects in the deaths of Calhoun and Deputy Isaiah Cordero, 32, on December 29, 2022, both have criminal records, according to authorities. Bianco said the suspect in the Calhoun shooting, Jesse Navarro, 42, of Lake Elsinore, is a known methamphetamine user and has a history of domestic violence complaints. Navarro is in custody and remains hospitalized. He is listed in critical condition. Navarro has not yet been charged due to his current medical condition, but ultimately will be charged with one count of murder of a law enforcement official and one count of attempted murder of a law enforcement official, Bianco said. Although it is suspected Navarro may have been using methamphetamine at the time of the shooting, the lab results won't be available for several weeks, Bianco said. He was allegedly under the influence at the time. We don't know that for sure yet, Bianco said. But the family has said that he was always using meth and he was acting bizarre, and they attributed it to that, so we're assuming that's what it is. The domestic dispute turned out to be an argument between Navarro and his wife over him wanting to take his child shopping, Bianco said. But yet he shoots a cop when a cop gets there, Bianco said. After reviewing the facts in the domestic dispute, he said Navarro wouldn't have been arrested had he complied with police. Deputy Darnell Calhoun. Calhoun was shot the afternoon of January 13 while responding to a domestic violence complaint over a child custody dispute in the 18500 block of Hilldale Lane. He died in the hospital later that evening. Calhoun was the first to respond on the scene. A second deputy arrived probably within 30 seconds of Calhoun to find him wounded in the street. Navarro, armed with a handgun, allegedly opened fire on the second deputy who shot Navarro in the ensuing gun battle, he said. There were dozens of rounds fired, Bianco said. Other police cruisers arrived within a minute of Calhoun, he said. It was all over by then, Bianco said. The initial complaint was described as unknown trouble, but appeared to be a domestic violence case over a child custody dispute and possibly parental kidnapping, he said. In cases like this, deputies must weigh the safety of potential victims over their own, Bianco said. Since the shootings, a video posted by a private individual on YouTube of the moments immediately following the gun battle between the second deputy and the suspect has surfaced. The video, captured by a drone that happened to be flying over the area, shows Navarro's loved ones rushing over to him after he was shot. It also shows Calhoun being loaded into a police cruiser. The sheriff's department is aware of the video. Bianco announced Calhoun's death January 13 at an evening news conference outside Inland Valley Medical Center in Wildomar where Calhoun died. I shouldn't be here tonight having to do this again, he said at the time. I'm devastated to tell of the loss of another of our deputy sheriffs who was killed in the line of duty. Before the deaths of Calhoun and Cordera, the last time a deputy was killed in the line of duty was in 2003, Bianco said. After 11 p.m. that night, hundreds of people, some waving thin blue line flags and signs in support of Calhoun's family, lined the streets, freeways, and overpasses along Interstate 215 to pay tribute as a police procession transported the slain deputy's body from the hospital to the coroner's bureau in Paris. More than 1,500 mourners attended a candlelight vigil in honor of Calhoun in Lake Elsinore on Tuesday, while another ceremony was held January 18 at the Town Square Park and Amphitheater in Murrieta. The second deputy, whose name has not yet been released, was placed on paid administrative leave, which is standard practice for all deputy-involved shootings, according to Bianco. Deputy Isaiah Cordero. Deputy Cordero was shot and fatally wounded when the driver of a pickup truck he had pulled over in a traffic stop allegedly opened fire on him as he approached the vehicle in the 3900 block of Golden West Avenue in Jurupa Valley, a city near Riverside. Police pursued the suspect, 44-year-old William Shea McKay, who led police on a manhunt, including a freeway chase in two counties. McKay was killed during a shootout with deputies after the truck crashed. McKay had an extensive criminal history and had stabbed a California Highway Patrol canine in 2021. At the time of Cordero's murder, McKay was out on bail after he was arrested for failing to appear in court while awaiting a mandatory sentence of 25 years to life. Three strikes. Bianco and Cordero's family have called for the resignation of a Southern California judge who lowered McKay's bail, allowing his release, claiming he should not have been granted bail on a third strike conviction while awaiting sentencing. Riverside County District Attorney Mike Hestron told the Epoch Times he agrees with Bianco's assessment of McKay's case. "The suspect should have been in custody when the shooting happened," Hestron said. Former Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva also told the Epoch Times that as a convicted third striker, McKay should have been sentenced immediately and taken into custody to start serving a life sentence. In 2012, California voters passed Proposition 36 to amend the three-strike statute established by Proposition 184 in 1994 that was intended to increase prison sentences for repeat offenders. PROP 36 changed the three-strike sentencing system to impose life sentences only when new felony convictions are serious or violent, and allowed resentencing for some convicts serving life sentences.